Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Belinda blinked 3A. The blurb. Belinda Blumenthal, International Sales Director. Life is good. Sales are pouring in and Steel's Pots and Pans are enjoying their best year ever. Belinda Blumenthal, frustrated lover of all things business, and yet she yearns for bigger opportunities. And what bigger opportunity is a sales territory that has never been touched by the Oxy Brillo range? A unique situation develops within the Steel's organisation, and Belinda finds herself thrust into a hostile but potentially rewarding environment. Will she survive, or do we experience the bitter cup of defeat that Belinda Blumenthal has never sipped? Australia beckons, and with it charm, exuberance, and poison, the like of which has never before been seen by our sexy international sales director. Belinda, Down and Under. Chapter 1. Australian words explained. These are the words which occur in the chapter which you need to understand. A dunny is an outside toilet normally placed in a rickety wooden shed. Sheila is the general female term for a lady in Australia. Jim Thompson knocked softly on Belinda's newly covered leather office door, waited, and finally stuck his head into her office. It was empty. Jim backed out, shook his head sagely, and walked down the corridor to the key account manager's office. Raucous laughter indicated he had made the right call. He knocked once again on the ordinary teak-coloured wooden door and waited. The door opened violently, just halfway, rocking sickeningly against its upmarket hardwood frame. A threatening Bella glared at him.
"Yes, Jim. Can I help you?"
Yes, no. Is Belinda here?" Jim did his feet shuffling act, indicating he was on edge, and Jim was never on edge.
"Belinda!"
shouted Bella.
"Jim Anshu, he's suffering his fate."
Belinda jumped up and ran to the half-open door. Jim never shuffled his feet.
"Jim, come on in. We're just discussing next week's travel arrangements."
"Jim, what's up?"
"Jim, you look perturbed. Is everything okay?"
Jim Thompson nodded and said,
"Tony wants to see you, Belinda, and he's not happy. Belinda hurried down the corridor to Tony's office, knocked on his door and went in. Giselle was there taking notes. It was one of the 2 days a week she worked for Tony, and she looked perturbed.
"Hi, team. What's up?"
"Sit down, Belinda. It's not good news, I'm afraid. Well, good for you, perhaps, but not me and Giselle. So James has had a sudden lead in his search for Arabella's murderess and taken immediate leave of absence. That means I'm left in charge of the whole shooting match, and the ramifications of that means Giselle and I are no longer going to Australia for the big cookware expo and conference."
"What?" exploded Belinda. "That's impossible. How irresponsible of him to do that to you. And poor Giselle. Why, I mean, she saved up all her holidays to go on this trip with you." Giselle piped up. "I blame that bloody cunt Zara. She's always pushing him to do more to find the killer."
"Giselle, darling," Tony interrupted, "there's nothing we can do about his private life. After all, he's certainly been more human since he met her." Giselle nodded and sighed. That was certainly the truth. Belinda tentatively added,
"Does Duke Clarence, the Duchess, and Christina Rouse know? I mean, they're all very close to him. They've got golfing days, horse racing days, and shopping days to cancel."
Tony nodded in affirmation and added, "Yes, they've been informed, but I'm afraid our not going leaves you, Belinda, as our representative. So go home, pack those thongs, both types, may I add. Your Qantas plane, QF-10, leaves Heathrow tomorrow at 13:30. I'll brief you by email as you go, so log in when you can. There's a few big fish going, some of whom you know, don't get excited, and some we need to get into bed with." Tony finished his sentence lamely, kicking himself for his double entendre, and one no doubt the beautiful Belinda would truly act upon.
Giselle smiled sadly. "Here are your tickets, sweetheart."
Belinda stuck her head into Jim Thompson's office on her way out.
"I presume you've heard about Tony and Australia. Cancel my appointments for the next 10 days. I'm going to have a little vacation in the land of the sea and sun. I'm going down and under."
Belinda smiled. Jim blinked.
"I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today."
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Belinda awoke. The seatbelt warning lights were flashing as the plane started to make its final approach to Sydney Airport. Minutes later, she'd collected her luggage and was walking to the taxi rank when a tannoy announcement was made.
"G'day, shirkers. Can I Ms. Lehmanthal report to the manager's office, located behind gate 13.
Belinda looked around. It must have been her. The manager's office? Surely not. Belinda shrugged her shoulders and made her way behind gate 13. A well-worn grey military aircraft type of painted door loomed in front of her. Etched into the steamed-up glass panel were the three letters, AAA. Now intrigued, she thought it couldn't be the Australian Alcoholics Anonymous office. Surely they didn't know she was visiting Australia, and for all that, very briefly. Belinda knocked on the door and pushed it open. Inside, she was met with a chest-level reception desk with one of those old-fashioned bells you pushed to gain attention. Belinda pushed and waited. 25 seconds later, a tired-looking lady with greyish, bushy hair entered the room and said, "G'day." Belinda replied with a, "Hello, I'm responding to the Tannoy announcement. Am I in the right place?" Belinda studied the tired-looking name badge, Matilda Wiseman, pinned casually to the left of her defeated-looking breast.
"Wait."
Belinda decided to hum a catchy little tune that had been playing throughout the arrivals area called Waltzing Matilda while she waited. Might as well keep up with local traditions, she thought nonchalantly. Matilda returned and said, "Mr. Wiseman will see you now." Belinda coughed. Surely the names were not a coincidence, and followed Matilda through the myriad of open-plan offices. At the end of the room, Matilda stopped, stuck her head through a door and shouted,
"Bruce, the Sheila's here, mate."
With that, Matilda slowly made her way back to her desk. Belinda entered, and in order to make sure she was in the right place, said,
"Terribly sorry, but my name is Belinda, not Sheila. Are you expecting someone else?"
Bruce Wiseman looked up from his desk, brushed a long, blondish flowing lock back from his eyes, and laughed. His white teeth gleamed in the hot Australian sunlight. His pink tongue delayed its re-entry back into his mouth for that critical second, and Belinda knew this was going to be fun.
"Belinda, welcome, and thanks for listening to the Tannoy. Most fuckers don't."
Bruce laughed again in his long, luxurious way, turning his palms upwards in a sign of, "I don't know what else we could do to get their attention." Belinda proffered her hand. Bruce stood up and took it, not letting go even after what seemed like a hospitable time. After what must have been a minute, Bruce exclaimed, still holding her hand,
"Forgive me, Belinda. I had one of those moments, you know, where the sun rises in a glorious pink colour, and you just know it's going to be one of those great days. Please sit down and let me tell you what's going on."
Belinda slowly retrieved her hand. She liked this man and decided she'd invest some time in him and forgo her first swim on a surf-pounded Australian white sand beach. Belinda sat down and listened.
"Belinda, I'm Chief Purchasing Officer for the Australian Aviation Authority. Now, we like to think of ourselves as a fairly forward-thinking lot of professional people, and as such, we're continually pushing the boundaries. Now, that's where you come in, you see. Australia's a big place, and we have over 500 airports, all in the business of dealing with travellers. Now, the one thing any traveller does is piss and eat. The other, well, our statistics show they tend to wait till they get home. But you're not selling dunnies. Sorry, I deviate. Bluntly pat, Belinda, we need a new pots and pans supplier."
Bruce hesitated. Belinda opened her legs just a touch. Bruce blinked.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget?
Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.